Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County commissioners to cease attendance at the majority of county-appointed board meetings. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County commissioners plan to reduce their meeting attendance to empower county boards to operate autonomously under the guidance of their appointed members. The Gillette News Record reported the county oversees over a dozen boards, including Parks and Recreation, Public Health, and the County Fair, with residents serving on these boards. Traditionally, the commission assigned one commissioner as a liaison to each board, responsible for attending monthly meetings and providing reports to the commission. However, on most boards, these liaisons have limited or no voting authority. The commissioners believe that attendance at these meetings is not the most effective utilization of their time or the board's time. After discussions with board members and department directors, the commissioners have opted to eliminate liaisons from these monthly meetings. Commission Chairman Del Shellstad expressed the sentiment that these boards were conducting a lot of meetings for really no reason. He added that the presence of a commissioner at the meeting might convey the impression that the commission lacks trust in the proceedings. The commissioners still have quarterly meetings with most of these boards, and those will continue. Republican governors urge Biden to change course on overreaching electric vehicle mandates. On Monday, 16 Republican governors, including Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, joined together on behalf of American consumers to urge President Biden to change course on his administration's overreaching mandate that 2 out of 3 vehicles be battery electric by 2032. The letter states that the Biden administration's mandates are unrealistic, costly, and prescriptive solutions that harm American consumers. Additionally, the letter notes that while not opposed to the electric vehicle marketplace, the American consumer and the free market should determine the direction and timing for the industry's growth rather than the federal government. They go on to say that even with deep price cuts, manufacturers' incentives, and generous government funding, federal mandates on electric vehicles are unrealistic. The American customer should be able to decide what technology makes the most sense for them and not the federal government. It continues saying, mandates aside, we must also ensure we have the necessary infrastructure to support battery electric vehicles, including grid capacity and reliability, charging stations, and domestic electric vehicle battery production. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.